welcome to the Get Real podcast. Today's Friday tip is you can't change what you don't acknowledge. What does that mean? The first time I heard that was years ago when I used to watch the Oprah show, and there was this the Dr. Phil on the show, and I think he had his own show, and then I watched that show. It's so long ago. I can't really remember, but I think he was the one that always said, you can't change what you don't acknowledge. And I didn't really know what that meant back then. I thought everything that he said, everything that I heard him say, at least, I thought was brilliant. So I held on to that sentence. And when I started coaching and started creating my business, and they asked me what my business should be called, there was something about this get real or being real, being authentic, being true, that was really hard, close to my heart. And I ended up deciding to call it Get Real, because it is about being honest with yourself, being truthful with yourself. I could have called it many other things, like be true to yourself or be real, which maybe in hindsight would have been better. But what is important is what it's about. And it's about being real, being true to yourself. And the only way to be true to yourself is to get to know yourself and raise self-awareness. And that's such a coaching thing to say. And by getting to know yourself, you can be more true to yourself. When you understand what your values are and what you stand for and what's important to you in life and what your dreams and visions and hopes are for yourself, that's when you can be true to yourself. You can act on it. You can be that person. And I think if you don't know who you are, if you don't know what you stand for, what your values are, then change is not possible. So maybe that's what it means. You can't change what you don't acknowledge. Because I think the paradox here is that often we don't know what it is we're not acknowledging. I was thinking back at my own story, and there's so many things that I realized that I've discovered about myself that I've only been able to change once I've discovered them. But I couldn't discover them in any other way. I couldn't, like, if I was 18 and you gave me a manual, like, these are all the things that you need to know about yourself, or these are all the things that you need to acknowledge, I wouldn't have been ready for that, and it wouldn't have worked in the same way. So I think there's a paradox of you will discover things about yourself when you're ready to discover them, and then you can start changing them. So I don't believe it's a process that can be forced. It's a process that needs to happen. And I think the first step to realizing that is to start discovering about yourself, discovering things about yourself. And I think everyone should be interested in themselves, in learning more about themselves and finding out who they are underneath everything, under the labels, under the facade that we put on, you know, the suit that we put on in the morning, the makeup we put on. Who are we really underneath all of that? And when we start learning more about ourselves, we can acknowledge the things that we maybe don't like about ourselves, or the things that we would like to change. And then we can go into, you can't change what you don't acknowledge. Change, when I became a coach and really learned what coaching is, I think this was something that came after I became a coach, because when I saw the coaching process, I was completely hooked. I thought, I want to be able to do that. I want to know what that is all about. You know, watching Tony Robbins talk to people or changing their lives, or the way Oprah talks to her audience and it's just transformative, or Louise Hay. I think these three people are like the first, like the ultimate coaches. And when I'm so inspired by the way they talk to people, and it's so transformative. But so I knew that this was the realm that I wanted to be in, but I didn't really understand what coaching was. And I started exploring it, and well, the simple answer is coaching is about change. You want to change something, you go see a coach, and the coach will help you change. That's a simple answer. That's a quick, simple, here you go. You want to change something, get a coach. And these days, there's coaches for everything. Anything you want to change. Business, clothes, life, health, weight. Oh, there's something you want to change? You can find a coach that will specialize in that area. And now I'm thinking about what am I a specialist in? I'm a specialist in moving past trauma. You've had trauma, you know you've had trauma, you've connected it to your past, and now you're ready to live fully. Let go of the past, let go of the trauma, and you're ready to take that next step in your life. And what is that next step? What are your dreams, your visions? What do you want for yourself? And what do you want for your children? Or for what's the impact you want to have in your life? And I'm an expert because I have survived trauma, and I was in a place where I felt like therapy is not gonna help me any further now. I've understood my past and how it's affecting me right now, but I didn't know how to move on, how to what's the next step. And for me, coaching was the next step, because I wasn't, for the first time, I felt seen, I felt heard, I felt I was important, and I knew that I had an impact. I mattered in this world. And this is what I give my clients. This is what I can give you, is find your strengths, find what you want out of life, get you on the path to fulfill your dreams, because it's your turn now. It's your turn to live your dreams. And to get past the stuck emotions, my coaching style is very soft, very comforting, very trusting, very safe. And I go deep into emotions and releasing the emotions and finding out what you really want and who you really are, all behind all the noise. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where I was going with all this. My tip is, you can't change what you don't acknowledge. So start your own journey of self-discovery. Start your journey to find out more about yourself and figure out who you are, what you want out of life, what makes you tick, what makes you triggered, what makes you sad, what makes you happy. And in the process of finding out all these things, you'll find things that you can acknowledge, and therefore you can change and live a better, happier, healthier, more fulfilled life that I, for one, want for you. That's it. That was today's tip. Thank you for listening. Bye.